This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop. I know you're a crypto guy too, right? You got a little crypto?
I like crypto. I love the OTC right now. It's all about the OTC, Big Al.
Okay, the OTC, you know me.
Absolutely. OTC, the over-the-counter, bulletin board, pink sheets.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm not a financial advisor, so.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. 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 We just tell people.
Just opinionated.
Yes. By the way, I did a video and everything for folks. Did you hear about Miami Coin?
No, I have not heard about Miami Coin.
Well, we are the first city in the world to have our own cryptocurrency.
No.
Suarez came up with Miami Coin. Mm-hmm. And so it's a genius, by the way. The city makes 30% from the miners that are mining the coin.
Wow.
They've produced $6 million for the city in the first 2 months now.
Oh my God.
It's only been out for 2 months. And as you know, because you're a veteran, when a stock or a coin comes out, you never buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's always a small pump and then there's a consolidation.
I made the mistake on Fine.
Okay. Well, there you go. So Miami Coin came out 2 months ago and it came out at 5 cents. I didn't buy it. I watched it. I said, all right, let's see what happens. It goes to 5.88, and then it went down. And it went down, and I got it down at 1.1 cent.
Nice.
So I put 90 bucks on it just for the hell of it, just to kind of help out. I'm a crypto guy. You know, Suarez is meaning well with it. Mm-hmm. By the way, it's on the Stax network. Stax is also in the currency market, mm-hmm. STAX, and it sells for a little over $2. And Paris is next. San Fran will be the next city in the United States. The idea is to have city coins all over the world, and then it's all interchangeable, and you can use them in the cities for purchases and things like that. That's kind of what they're going to do. And then the money that you're using for the city, like what Suarez is trying to do, is to help programs and to offset taxes that the public has to pay.
Wow.
Pretty.
That is awesome.
Yeah, pretty forward thinking by Suarez.
Yes.
And so he started something that everybody else is doing. So you can only get it on OKCoin. All right. That's the cryptocurrency exchange. Now, the tokenomics of Miami Coin are, all right. So I'm not telling you so much to be all in on Miami Coin, but this is what I want you to do because this is what I did with my money. You can do whatever you want, but it's a suggestion. So I grabbed the 90 bucks. You can stake it on OKCoin for 430%.
Wow.
So I staked it about a month ago. I got I staked it for 6 months. So I don't get it. I can't get it released till March, the 90 bucks. So about a month ago, a couple days ago was a month. They gave me my first installment in my interest, 82 bucks.
Holy mackerel.
They gave it to me in stacks.
Mm-hmm.
I sold the stacks. I bought Cardano right there on the exchange.
Mm-hmm.
And I staked Cardano at 7.2%.
Wow. This is like, it's like covered calls or something like that?
And so, they want to spread their coins. Yeah. So that's probably what they're doing. But I'm not that big into stacks. I love Cardano. You know, they've got Ethereum. They've got Bitcoin. They've got Cardano, Aave, Matic. They've got all kinds of coins. And then you can stake them. Polkadot, you can get like 16% or 15% or something. Yeah, it's freaking awesome. So I'm getting the 90 bucks, and I already turned it into $82 of Cardano.
That's amazing.
So next month, every time I get it, I'm just going to sell my stacks and get more Cardano and stake that. Or if I feel like getting a little Polkadot, or maybe if I want to get a little more Bitcoin or whatever. But by the time I'm done by March, I've stretched out that $90 to a hell of a lot more money.
Nice. Yes. We've got a whole new dimension of the Big O Show.
OKCoin. Miami Coin. Stake it.
All right.
430%.
You heard it here, right here from Big O.
430%. Look at it. Let me.
He's not a financial advisor.
I am not a financial advisor.
He's a big fan.
But I'm just telling you that it's just, I'll pull it up in a second. But we got North Carolina today, man.
Got North Carolina, 330. It's, you know what? This game, I've been thinking about it. Obviously, there's a few people on the hot seat right now. We won't mention any names. But, you know, last year, North Carolina came in here and totally destroyed us. It was terrible. I mean, I think they're still running. We all know that, right?
Yes.
And But the thing is, most of those players are in the pros right now. They were studs. So now we have a down North Carolina team, a team that could be put out of their misery and completely out of the ACC race today.
Right.
So if the Canes can dig deep and think about, you know, what would happen to them last year, we can go ahead and not only, you know, achieve two things. Show that we're an ACC contender,
right,
which I know people don't care about the ACC, but you got to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And number two is put North Carolina and their swinging down U's out of their misery, put them out. It'll be their fourth loss in the ACC, and it'll be phenomenal. And I think if Van Dyke can stay healthy, we got a good shot.
I like some of the passes that kid put,
I
man.
I love those passes.
But wait a minute. You're reading it there? Look at Miami Coin.
Wow.
And then you see all the other ones?
I see them, yes.
So as they give you the interest, you then turn it over into that.
I think that's a great idea. I'm not even familiar with that. We'll have to sit down another time after the show in a non-game, go over our strategy again. All right,
just
how we can help out the less fortunate, including ourselves.
I'm just, yeah, including myself. I'm a working stiff, dude.
Trust me. I totally know it. You know, I mean, I see all the time on social media, you know, this, get this. I'm devastated. We're only supposed to win. And I'm thinking like, I don't want to point ourselves out. But I mean, me and a couple other people in town have as much to gain as anybody for the team winning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, if the team loses, you know, we have our regular fans. They'll always buy. They're going to support the players. They're going to support the kids. But the bandwagon, which is 99% of the people on Twitter, you know, and social media, they're going to go ahead and support a winner. So we need a win.
Yeah, I was talking about this. I was talking about this.
And everybody else to do better.
Dudes like us were in the Orange Bowl before they were actually something.
Exactly. Totally.
I used to go to the Orange Bowl in the late 70s when there was nobody there. I mean,
not to show our ages, but
8,000, 9,000
people. In 1978, 79, I was selling sodas for Zum Zum and things like that.
Yeah.
And there was nobody there. You know, I'd have to walk three sections over to find somebody.
Yeah. Yeah.
To sell them a soda. So, yeah, those are the good old days.
Joe Montana there.
Oh, really?
Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
Played there.
Absolutely.
8,000 people were there, 9,000, and most of them were Notre Dame fans.
Absolutely.
I mean,
that was the biggest crowds were actually were FAMU and Bethune-Cookman.
Yes, because of the bands.
The bands, I do the best there.
Yeah,
bands. Mean, those are the days vending. When I used to vend, I used to go to the Miami Stadium to see the Orioles. I remember seeing Dale Murphy, Bob Horner, when he was behind the plate. You know, just those were good days.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was, you know, seeing baseball down there in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, God. I lived for my
in
dad.
Miami, I should say.
My dad and I lived for it when spring training, the first day the tickets were on sale. We were in line because we had to buy the Oriole Yankee tickets for him because he's the Yankees guy. And then the Orioles Phillies tickets for me because I'm a Mike Schmidt guy.
Oh, wow.
So I had to go to all the whatever Philly games were in our area. I had to go see the Phillies.
I always, growing up, I always had the debate. I was a George Brett fan, not because my name is Brett, but I love Kansas City and the American League, even though I was a Met fan growing up. But I love George Brett. It was George Brett, Mike Schmidt. I mean, those are two iconic third basemen that played at that time.
Yes.
I mean, two. And in the history of sports, both guys are underrated.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt.
I mean, you don't hear
Schmidt has 11 gold gloves.
I know. You don't hear
They all talk about his hitting. He's got 11 gold gloves.
I'll never forget that game. I think against the Cubs, they were down by like 14 runs, and he came back and did four home runs.
Yeah.
You know, Glazinski, him, they had some teams then.
Yeah.
But the wind was blowing out of Wrigley.
Glazinski had some kind of a nickname, too, back in those days. Too,
right. What was his nickname? He had some kind of a nickname. I do remember that.
He was a big strikeout guy. He was perfect for this baseball.
Oh, totally. Nowadays, yeah.
Him and Dave Kingman were made for this baseball.
Yes. No, him and Dave Kingman. Now, you're right. Now, like I saw a record, like Tom Seaver had struck out 10 guys in a row and it lasted for like 50 years.
Right.
And now two guys or three guys have done it this season.
Right.
And I said to a friend, he said, every other player strikes out. Now they're all swinging. The strikeouts are more than double.
Huh? The bull. That's it.
That's it. That's it. It.
The bull. That's it.
But I love King Kong. I love when he came over to the Mets. He was just a great. I mean, just he hit him as far as anybody.
Yeah.
It was awesome days. But today's a big day. I think the Canes. I really do believe 45-28. I know people are going to think I'm crazy.
Wow. Yeah. I think you're crazy.
45-28.
I think you're out of your effing mind.
A lot of people are, but I do believe we're gonna. You know, the offense has got to start moving fast. They can't wait to the second half to go ahead and start moving the ball.
Yeah.
So
kind of like the Dolphins, wait till the fourth quarter start throwing deep.
Now let's throw the unfortunately, a friend of mine said they're very similar, and they are.
Yeah, you know they are.
They are similar, and I didn't think that case at all. And I'm hoping Lashley this game, if he's listening, for some reason he's on a break right now, we don't have to run the hurry-up offense on every single play. There's no surprise.
But that's who he is.
We take the surprise element out.
It's like he has to have his identity no matter what.
Yeah.
That no matter what, he has to run.
Correct. You got to adapt.
And by the way, it works with King. It doesn't work nearly the same with Van Dyke because he's not a threat to run.
I agree.
So you're really not, you know.
You know, a three and out, when you do the three and out and you're doing the fast.
Killing your D.
It's like doing the old figure four when you go to Miami Beach Convention and missing.
Right.
You know, it's like you're the guy hurt. So you do the three and out, you're back, your defensive guys, we're back.
And remember last year they had two brutal runners.
Yes.
So they could punish you. Mm-hmm. And then so those short drives by you, you put your defense back out on the field and they've got to then chase those two guys. This year, they're not as strong in the running game, but they still have their quarterback who
their quarterback's still, excellent. But, you know, they give up a lot of points. Still.
Yeah. They're not great.
I had a feeling that one of the Florida teams would beat them. Now I'm hoping both of the Florida State obviously upset them.
Yeah.
But I mean, they beat Virginia. But, you know, the Canes win this. I know people, you know, think it's over. But the Canes win this. We're right there in the ACC battle. And I know everybody wants a championship. But let's face it. We've won one championship in
29
years.
Yeah, no, this isn't about championship. This is about trying to win. And you know, now, you know, I hate to say it. I know people. See, the problem is selling the future to Canes fans and selling the future to Dolphins fans is so impossible nowadays because they're tired of hearing about
Correct.
That.
We're all tired.
But unfortunately, it is about Van Dyke and it is about a whole bunch of other young guys
it's about
that are going to play.
It's about the young studs. Leonard Taylor.
Oh,
Williams.
I like him.
I love Taylor. You know, I didn't understand last week why.
You're going to be selling Leonard Taylor jerseys, by the way.
Very soon. So Taylor on the sack, let's pull him out for a few. I mean, Chance on the side, let's pull them out. I didn't understand why the rotation. These guys go with the hot hand.
Yes.
That didn't make any sense.
Go with the people making plays, man.
I mean, why take them out if they're making plays? It's not like they're getting tired at 19.
No.
Now, I know he needs to learn the playbook a little bit more, they say, but you know, you're the defense, just go.
Yeah.
It's third down. We want to sack the quarterback. But you know, on the going to the Dolphins, Flores last year, I mean, I love Coach Flores. Okay. Flores last year coached basically almost close to the year. The first year, you'd have to admit, was the teardown. Last year was the first year of the rebuild.
Right.
He won 10 games.
Yeah.
Now, this year, they're starting off slow, but, you know, rarely, like a stock, really does a stock go straight up. There's going to be back and forth, back and
consolidation.
Forth. Consolidation. Consolidation, exactly.
We were a crypto that went from the first and second year like this, and now we have consolidated. Mm-hmm. Now we've got to find a plateau, and we're still going down. We got to find that plateau and then start to make our move up.
My son showed me a stat. I guess it was like if you invested $400 in Sheba about a year ago, 6 months later you had like $4 million.
Well, I didn't invest it a year ago, but I'm up 270%.
Sweet. So
that's not too bad.
And it was after the consolidation period.
Yes.
But I'm hoping it's the
same
thing.
It's consolidating again.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the thing about crypto. Like one guy said to me yesterday, ship's going down. I go, dude, I'm up 200, almost 300%. Now I'm down about 20-30%. Yeah. You think I'm complaining?
Exactly.
It was in the sixes and the sevens. And what I mean by sixes and sevens is 0.000006
You're right.
Or seven. And now it's in 0.000025, 26, 27. It was at 31, 32, but now it's around 25, 26. Those of us that got it at 6 and 7, well, now you've 3-4 times your money, dude.
Totally.
Relax, it's actually a super strong thing for it to find another plateau and stay there and then start to climb again. Because if it does that, and that's a floor for it, and it's not going to drop again. It's found its new floor. Now it's going to go higher and higher.
You know, you got to look at them. There's buy signals, sell signals. Exactly.
Yeah.
We all learn, but everybody, like in sports, in stocks, I see on stock twits and see everything else. Everybody wants instant gratification.
Right.
We need to win now. We need to win immediately. You know what? I see people in the Dolphin draft comparing. Well, you know what? The four guys we got with Jaylen, who's starting to play really well. I mean, they got the four studs right now. Even, you know, they're doing well. People say, but they're not doing as well as these guys. I look at Drew Brees a few years ago. He was so bad his first 3 years, they had to draft another quarterback, number one.
Right.
I mean, Troy Aikman didn't start off well. So
and they really didn't need the quarterback because he developed that year that they drafted the guy. But that's how.
Now it's you have to be in there. Everyone, get to it, get to it, get to it. Now we don't want to after a couple of games. I mean, Patrick Mahomes got to sit out the whole year.
I tweeted out yesterday. You remember Charles Harris?
Yes.
You remember Charles Harris? He's got 4 sacks for the Lions.
Does he?
Playing linebacker.
They get, you know what?
Playing linebacker. Mm-hmm. How many people down here kept talking about Omar Kelly was one of them. Mm-hmm. He said, Charles Harris is a linebacker, not a D-end. And they kept playing him a D-end. And one of the things I'm talking about with the Dolphins right now is all these guys can't be bad. Something's going on with coaching. And they're mm-hmm. not playing them and not getting the max out of them right now. Because X isn't playing great. Byron isn't playing great.
Correct.
You gave Jerome Baker a lot of money, and he doesn't even look like the guy last year that was going after the quarterback and knocking him out. You know, this is a different team right now all the way around. So, and I look at a Charles Harris who's got 4 sacks in 5 games for Detroit playing linebacker, and Dan Campbell was here. So he kind of saw this guy, and so it's like, okay, no, I can use him at linebacker. So he's using him at linebacker, and he's thriving. And so that's what I'm wondering right now. Are the coaches getting the max out of these guys? A lot of people kept saying, move Austin Jackson inside. It took them a while. It took mm-hmm. them a year and 5 games to say, all right, let's move him inside.
Well, sometimes, obviously, in any profession, they're stubborn.
The one
thing I don't understand about Flores, Greer, whoever made the decision, is that, like, why tinker too much? Like, for example, they got Van Noy. I thought Van Noy could have been our guy for 10 years. He got him. He came from New England. He was our guy. But for whatever reason, if you know, okay, let's
That's
just
Flo.
Send him off. One, that's probably.
That's Flo.
Is that like, okay, is he trying
Flo brought him and Flo got him away. And said, Flo probably thought Van Ginkle was ready. And where's Van Ginkle?
Is he trying to be like Bill Belichick was at the, you know, thinking after. But Bill Belichick failed at Cleveland. He did it his way.
Yeah.
He got rid of Bernie, brought in Vinny. It worked a little bit. Started alienating everybody. And it didn't work out. He obviously went back. The defensive coordinator went back with Parcells, and then he became a different coach. It's not easy to start right away and think you know everything.
Right.
And that's what he did. I mean, the whole – I know Minka, I know. He wanted to play. You know what? I think they could have worked it out. He kind of learned with Howard, though. Xavier Howard, he said, you know what? No, he hasn't played great the last couple of games, but he said, you know what? We're not losing this guy no matter what. He stepped in. He didn't – he swallowed his pride.
Right. Yeah, but
so
look
hopefully he's
look
learned.
How he rewarded him. He hasn't played well.
He hasn't played well. He played well the first – we maybe 0-5 he doesn't strip that ball, though.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, I know. But he's been burned throughout all the other games, too. It's not
– they didn't throw
it. It wasn't just the Antonio Brown one that people are just writing about Antonio Brown and the crossing routes and his groin injury and all that. Go look at the prior weeks. Mm-hmm. He got burned several times. He's not playing – I mean, you asked for the money. You got your money, and you're now not playing – the way you're supposed to be playing? I mean, you know.
Well, it's a good thing we drafted that nickel back in the first round last year instead of getting Jonathan Taylor. You know, that to me also, we don't need a running back. We're the Patriots. We don't need a running back. Jonathan Taylor, 3 2,000-yard seasons. We don't need this guy. Let's just get a third. We've got the 2 most highest paid tight ends. Let's get a third one. I mean, not tight end, cornerback. We don't, you know what?
Right.
And not draft the Jonathan Taylor.
Well, no, but in their defense, X is coming off a domestic issue and a knee injury.
Mm-hmm.
And then they draft a kid because of that. And I think that they were a little worried about that. And Needham was a developmental player. So at that moment, they probably felt we need an insurance policy just in case. Mm-hmm. And then hindsight's 20/20, and you didn't need the insurance policy.
We didn't need it. But you know what? I remember watching the draft. And I know you've always done your draft shows and everything like that. And sometimes you're different than Kuiper and Schefter and all those guys. But the Dolphins, they said, were so far off everybody else that they were either the smartest people in the room or they were missing something.
Right.
So, and hopefully, you know, these guys will develop a year or two later. I mean, not everybody develops right away. Some guys are slow starters. And hopefully we'll see that.
Gesicki sucked his first year, and then he figured it out.
No doubt. So.
And Michael Dieter was actually in year 3 at center. He mm-hmm. was starting to figure it out. And the poor kid gets injured.
So hopefully this weekend we got 4 big games. We got the Panthers, who are the best team, and hopefully the best team in hockey. We may finally have a winner.
Yeah,
Inter Miami, since they got their new jerseys.
You got a lot of Inter Miami stuff out here for sale.
Sale. We got the new. We got 30% off a lot of Inter Miami. We've got the white jerseys,
the new ones,
40% off with the with the sponsor logo. I know we haven't won since we put that sponsor logo on, but
crypto.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, I know. And crypto's blowing up.
Company, exactly. It's crypto blowing up.
And crypto's blowing up, dude.
Hopefully it turns into wins. So let's get Canes and Dolphins are the main two 1-2 punch, daily double. Anyone that hears this, Canes and Dolphins win. Anyone that is hearing this right now and says the two win special can come in Monday, 20% off anything. Monday, 20% off most things in the store. If
there
they
go.
Hear this, the two win special on Monday.
So if the Dolphins and the Canes win,
if the Dolphins and the Canes win, 20% off anything except for the new Sean Taylor jerseys that's coming out. But I didn't say that. Okay.
All right, he didn't say that about the new Sean Taylor jerseys coming out.
All right, so 20% Canes wear,
2511 South University Drive in Davie, 20% off on Monday if Dolphins and Canes win. It's a beautiful thing. 30% if Inter Miami also wins?
Absolutely.
There you go.
There you go. I'm
in
Miami.
Columbus. That's...
I'm in Miami.
Yeah, that's going to be a mission right there. Anything else that you want to tell people before you go here? Anything new at Canes wear? That they want to take advantage of. Remember, Caneswear, $99 and over, free shipping. All right?
Absolutely, $99. I did drop that little notice that we do have that special jersey come in. There will be no sale on that. We are partnering with some players. Right now, we've got Mike Harley, Xavier Restrepo, and we just got the new Al Blade shirts for the Al Blade collection. All of those shirts are 50% we give directly to the players. So that is, so we're trying not to make any money there. We're just giving, if the shirt's $30, the player gets 15. So we want to help out all the players we can with the NIL. And listen, no matter what, no matter how you feel about coaching, no matter how you feel about whatever,
no, we got to support
we're
the
out
kids.
There supporting these kids.
Yeah, we got to support the
all
kids.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
We want them so bad as recruits. And then, you know, we definitely, it's all about the kids.
Yeah, if the administration doesn't dedicate itself to really winning, or if the coaching isn't good enough, let's not take it out on the kids.
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, let me tell you something. De'Ara King is one of my favorite players of all time.
You know, what a great guy. And I thought
what an amazing human being, leader, man, just a guy that should be an example for every player that ever puts on that uniform.
You think about the kid that's playing for FAU and lighting it up this year. FIU is
playing. Yeah, yeah, Nicosi.
Right? He's doing great.
Yeah,
we came on at the beginning, and you know what? He had a few issues off field.
He grew up
more interested, and De'Ara came in, and I think he helped straighten him out.
Yes,
you know, everybody saw what he did. All he cared about was winning and exercising conditioning.
Yes,
he got a bad break, unfortunately, injuries. We never know what's going to happen in life, but the guy is a leader inside and out. He's a great person, and you know, I wish. And anyone that has a kid wants him to be like De'Ara.
Oh hell yeah, dude! Please, you want your daughter to marry De'Ara King. I mean, give me a break. That's, you know, that guy is just going to be a complete man when he grows up.
Absolutely.
And whatever he enters in business, this is the kind of guy you want to deal with on a consistent basis, because you know you're going to get a really good person that you're dealing with. I'm a huge De'Ara King fan, man.
Not everybody's going to become a superstar in the NFL or any other sport, but you know, you want to make sure that they have an opportunity.
Good human being.
Whatever they want. He's a good human being. I'm sure he's going to be a huge success.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
You
got
to root for kids like this.
Big
absolutely.
Time. Big
so,
time. I love that kid,
so we
man.
Appreciate you coming out, Big O.
Thank you, sir.
Like always, we'll talk later about the markets. And that's all I got.
There you go. Caneswear.com. If not, better yet, come on out here, man. 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Come out, get some Dolphins gear. Join us tomorrow morning at Sports Grill in Miami Lakes for our breakfast with the Dolphins, or come get your Canes gear for the game today. Come get your Inter Miami gear. They've got a bunch for sale. They've got Panthers gear. We got Panther season. How about that?
Lots of Panther jerseys. Panthers. We're pumped on the Panthers.
And the Heat, too. So
Heat as well,
you can get it all at Canes wear, baby. Miami fan wear. That's what it's all about. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you.
You got it. There you go. Brett Gittleman getting it done. I love it.